Rising tide of heritage crime in Essex. Thefts of historic stone and metal at historic sites in Essex have become a big problem, police have said. The warning from Essex Police comes as a new report is published warning of a rise in heritage crime across England. PC Jed Raven of Essex Police said a number of sites had recently been targeted in the county, sometimes at night by people with metal detectors. "It's a big problem. We do have it happening in Essex," he said. The research by Historic England and the National Police Chiefs Council looked at the scale and extent of heritage and cultural property crimes carried out across England between February 2020 and February 2023. Historic England and National Police Chiefs Council said the thefts have been on the rise in historic places across England. PC Raven said Gosbeck's Archaeological Park, a scheduled ancient monument on the outskirts of Colchester, was a scene of many crimes, but mainly illegal metal detecting. "We have people coming onto the field with metal detectors," he said. "It is not surrounded by many homes, and it is far away from busy main roads, and it is an ideal place for people to come and commit the crime." Thefts have also been happening in East Bay, Colchester. The National Report said thefts from historic sites rose 9% in 2022 and were usually carried out by thieves disguising themselves in high-vis jackets to appear as workers. And gangs often removed items using stolen vehicles and tools. It is believed the site was once a Victorian-era dumping ground. At East Bay, PC Raven said trenches up to 3 feet long have been dug out. Those digging the trenches are thought to be searching for discarded ginger ale bottles from the era, which PC Raven said are sometimes worth up to £400 each. "It is criminal damage to the ground, and there's a big public safety issue as well," said PC Raven. However, Essex Police are celebrating success in another area of their work. Essex Police celebrate successful actions against drugs. Members of two special Essex Police units are celebrating a very special week of activity against drug dealers. They targeted so-called County Line gangs. Detective Chief Inspector Neil Miller works with Essex Police's Serious Violence Unit, which includes Op Raptor and Op Oroki, officers specially trained to dismantle and disrupt drug-dealing gangs in Essex. He said, "Our work to tackle this issue in Essex continues all year, both day and night. It is our sole focus. But across this week of heightened activity, we coordinated our efforts against at least 6 drug lines across the county. These are groups who will, headed up by a controller usually based in the London area, bring substances into our communities in Essex for sale on the streets. Our action against these gangs has included some significant work taking dangerous weapons and thousands of pounds worth of drugs out of circulation. In total, we made 14 arrests and safeguarded 16 vulnerable people as a result of our work." Across the week, officers seized 263 grams of crack cocaine, valued at more than £18,800, and 210 grams of heroin, valued at more than £17,000. More than 2 kilograms of cannabis was also uncovered, along with more than £5,000 in cash. Officers also confiscated more than 20 offensive weapons, including knives, knuckle dusters, and one imitation firearm. Op Raptor officers executed 3 coordinated warrants at addresses in Southend, uncovering dozens of weapons at one address and arresting 3 people. Phones, including a suspected drugline device, were seized, alongside a number of wraps of suspected hard drugs. At one address alone, officers seized a 3-figure sum of cash and a large amount of cannabis. In a room of the property, they found 24 weapons, including machetes, knives, and knuckle dusters. 5 of the items were deemed to be offensive weapons under the relevant legislation. Detective Sergeant Rob Mail of Op Raptor South said, "Finding offensive weapons of various and often quite horrifying varieties is sadly commonplace when dealing with matters relating to suspected county lines offending. The threat or use of violence, either as a perceived means of protection or as a tool for the enforcement of territory or debts, is a frequent feature of drug dealing. This is why we will continue to build cases against those suspected of being involved in bringing drugs and dangerous weapons into Essex." Elsewhere, in response to an investigation into 2 drug lines operating in Chelmsford, Op Raptor and Op Orioke officers executed warrants at addresses in Stratford and Chelmsford. At the Stratford address, officers made an arrest and seized a number of significant items, including hard drugs worth a suspected £31,000 and cannabis, valued at more than £3,800. They also confiscated a number of items of high-value clothing, phones, cash, and an imitation handgun. Op Raptor North also visited the home of a known drug user for a welfare check in Chelmsford. This work is supplemented by specialist safeguarding officers embedded within our Op Raptor teams, who work with partners to identify people exploited by county lines gangs. After attending the address, the occupant disclosed 2 males suspected of drug dealing were inside the property. Officers detained the pair and seized 2 drugline phones, along with wraps of crack cocaine, heroin, and cash. In yet another example of their ongoing work, safeguarding officers in Grays engaged with a potential victim of trafficking involved in county lines, offering help including hotel stays, a phone, and temporary police alarms. The force says, "We work closely with partners such as local authorities and the Essex Violence and Vulnerability Unit to ensure those people who may appear as perpetrators but are in fact victims in their own right are safeguarded and steered away from crime and drugs." During the week, our safeguarding officers worked with colleagues from our Prepare, Prevent and Protect unit and community policing teams to deploy in the area around Stansted Airport. These deployments aim to raise awareness of child exploitation. County lines gangs groom youngsters by offering them money or gifts, and then force them to courier drugs and cash to unfamiliar places. Public spaces like bus and train stations, fast food restaurants, hotels and roadside services can be where young victims are most visible. The team handed out leaflets from the Children's Society's Look Closer campaign, which contain a QR code that leads to information about exploitation and tells someone what to do if they suspect they have seen a victim. They stopped 178 taxis and handed out 221 leaflets, also working to find a missing person from Hertfordshire at Birdchanger Services, conducting a welfare check and alerting Hearts police colleagues. Detective Chief Inspector Miller said, "We work really hard to make sure our messaging is crystal clear. If you are being exploited, if you are falling victim to the criminal enterprise run by those at the top of those drug lines, we will help you. We will work with our partners across Essex to ensure you have the opportunity to escape the misery of addiction and control at the hands of organised criminals. But if you feel you can work to see drugs brought from London to Essex for sale as a viable business model, you couldn't be more wrong. We are working to bring those running these drug lines, the people realising the profit, swiftly to justice."